You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. All across Michigan, cities, towns, villages are struggling with how to provide basic services in light of shrinking revenue sharing from the state and taxation restrictions imposed by the Headley Amendment. Basic services like maintaining the roads. The village of Brooklyn in Jackson County is a good example of this struggle, where roads are in such bad shape, some in city government talk about maybe taking them back to gravel. With us now are Brooklyn Village Manager Jay Gutschow and Village Trustee Stella Roberts. It's great to have you both with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Thank you.
Jay, how many miles of roads do you have in Brooklyn?
Just under 9 miles.
So just under 9 miles. And Stella, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being pristine and perfect, 10 being atrocious and potholed, where would you rank the state of roads in Brooklyn?
Well, we certainly have some that are a 10. We have a lot of them that are middle of the road, 5, 6, 7. I don't think at this point we really have any that are rated number 1. We might have a 2 somewhere.
Jay, would you concur with that?
I would. There, you know, overall, I think we're probably at an 8 level overall, which is on the verge of being totally rebuilt.
Okay, so sliding down to that atrocious scale of 10, if not already there. So, Jay, help us understand how this came to be. What's the financial situation that's left Brooklyn without the money to get these roads back up to a 1?
Well, a lot of it's related to being a cumulative effect, and you've alluded to the Headley Amendment that occurred in 1978. Prior to that, and for probably a couple of decades, the village has had a dedicated street millage of 5 mills. So up until 1978, 5 mills was collected in as far as tax revenue goes. Once the Headley Amendment was approved, it gradually whittled away at our millage rate. So at the present time, our street millage is 3.55 mills. So the cumulative effect, and I don't know what the total amount is from 1978, but the cumulative effect from 1978 to present is that we aren't accumulating enough revenue to be able to maintain the roads on an annual basis. Coupled with that, the state revenue sharing has been whittled away by the legislature over the course of time as well. Just as an example, since 2002, there's over $400,000 that has not come from Lansing to the village of Brooklyn for the streets.
So your money is being throttled off.
Exactly.
And if you're thinking dollars and cents, broadly speaking, then, how much do you see, Jay, that it would cost to get these roads moved back up to what everybody would agree would be a good level? Not just patching, but repairing.
Right. We are in the process of evaluating the condition and getting current pricing on that. My latest estimate has been approximately $800,000 for our roughly 9 miles of streets in the village to get them back to what you would consider an acceptable condition. That's the whole range of doing anything from crack sealing to a total rebuild, depending on the current condition of those roads. Then you're talking about, you know, annual maintenance budget perpetually that I have estimated in the neighborhood of $150,000 a year.
And how much money's in the kitty? First, as far as repairs, and then when you say that $150,000, what money do you have now?
Well, we're in the process of looking at the budget for the next year. I'm looking at probably less than $100,000, really, that would be available for those kinds of reconstruction rebuilds. That's not counting what we have for day-to-day maintenance, which includes anything from filling potholes to plowing snow. Obviously, we have to be able to do those day-to-day services in addition to the major rebuilding of the streets.
So here you have only about an eighth of what you need to get these roads repaired. Stella, what about asking voters to approve a special millage?
Well, we went that route 2 years ago, and we asked to have the Headley override, and the voters denied our request soundly. And some of our village council members think that if they're not willing to do this, then we need to look at other kinds of options of taking care of their roads, one comment of which was, well, we can just turn it back to a gravel road, which don't cost near that much to maintain. So that's how this kind of got started, and the article that was written in our local paper. I don't personally think that's the right way to go. I think we as a council need to be very creative and find some ways to support fixing our roads. We're kind of in the process of doing that, as Jay alluded to, with our budget for the next year. We're looking at all ideas and everything from raising taxes to I don't know what. We're open for any suggestions.
I can totally hear this kind of, I don't know, we're kind of handcuffed. You've got the reality of the Headley Amendment. You've got the declining revenue sharing. You had people that said, to approving a special millage. What kind of options does that really leave?
Well, one of the options that we have as a village council is we do not levy the maximum amount of mills we can for general operating. And we can levy some more millage and ear note that specifically for roads. And that's certainly the way I'm leaning, because that would get us the ability to not only fix them, but also maintain them. There's a couple of council members that are quite against that, and rightfully so. They have their opinions and their reasons, but I haven't seen a magic tree growing out in the village square that says, here's a check, fix your roads.
Jay, it strikes me that there's this tension that leaders like you at every level of municipalities and moving up into state government and even national, that we want services, but that word tax seems to just be kind of a bad three-letter word to so many people. Can't have one without the other, can you?
No, that's for sure. I mean, government is expensive. And what we see at the local level here, of course, is the backlash from the national political scene. You know, there's a lot of, obviously, negativism about the national government. That trickles down to our attitudes about state government. And certainly we're not exempt from that at the local level, too. So I understand when people say, well, we don't want to increase our taxes. We don't want to approve the Headley override to go back to what we had before 1978. But there are consequences to that as well. Something has to give in the way of services, or in this particular case, the condition of the streets. These things are not free. Many municipalities are experiencing the same thing, because even though you could see this problem developing perhaps decades ago, everyone kicks the can down the road, so to speak, hoping that somebody's going to come and bail them out, that somebody being state government. And it's pretty evident that that's not going to happen at the state or national level.
So you really have to pull your own selves up by the bootstraps, so to speak.
Absolutely. One of the things that has come out in the current federal administration was the ratio of funding for infrastructure. It used to be 80% federal and 20% state and local. The current administration has made it pretty clear that that ratio is now going to be 20% federal and 80% state and local.
When you heard that idea floated in council meeting about, well, how about gravel roads? What did you think, Jay?
Well, we can maintain the gravel roads because we have a large enough plow truck that we plow snow in the wintertime with. We can use the same equipment to grade the roads on a pretty regular basis if they are returned to gravel. There are different maintenance issues involved in that. You might have debris washing into the storm system, for instance, so that means we're going to have to clean that system out more frequently. So there's other things that are still going to be a cost, but certainly gravel roads are going to be cheaper to maintain than paved roads, but they're not cheaper on your vehicles. You are going to replace your tires and shock absorbers and have other issues because of gravel that you wouldn't have if you had paved roads.
Stella, is this a divisive issue in Brooklyn? I mean, what do you hear from people?
Well, I hear from the constituents of Brooklyn that they want the roads fixed. I don't think anybody really wants to go backwards in time to gravel roads. When I moved to Brooklyn in 1970, we had several gravel streets in town. And I know that one of the big complaints, of course, was the amount of dust and the amount of mud and all of those kinds of things. And when you become a more progressive community, you get rid of the gravel roads. So I don't think anybody really wants to go back there. I really, truly feel that the council is going to be able to come together and come up with a solution to do something. Is it going to be enough money to do everything we need to do? That I'm not sure, but I think we will make a good start into helping our road situation. And as you look around and talk to people in a social setting, the first thing everybody wants to talk about is, did you drive on such and such a road? It's in terrible shape. And it's not just our village of Brooklyn, it's the county of Jackson, it's the state of Michigan. And we have been looking at other communities to see what they have come up with as solutions, some of which are probably the same kind of things we're going to end up doing. It's just a universal problem.
Jay, how do you see this working out? What kind of solution do you think city leaders can come up with that the public will accept?
That's a good question. You know, that's something we've been debating for many months now. Anything they perceive as a tax increase is going to be unpopular. However, I think our current council is understanding that they may have to make these tough decisions and say, we're going to do this, because when I talk about doing this, talking about increasing the millage rate in the general fund and then rolling that over to the streets, because frankly, we need to be able to maintain the roads that we have that don't need to be completely rebuilt now, because in a year or two, we're going to be to a point where they're going to be more expensive to do a total rebuild on those. And the price of these improvements is not going to be any cheaper than it is today. It's going to be more expensive. So the problem is going to be exacerbated over time if we do nothing. So it's one of those things where we have to bite the bullet. And, you know, I've spent a lot of time apologizing in my role as a village manager already for a variety of things. We will have to just apologize to our constituents and say, this is the alternative. The bottom line for them, whether they want to pay for it or not, is it's going to cost them eventually anyway, whether it's in the maintenance of their vehicles or when it comes to selling their property. Local realtors have told me that on average, the poor condition of the roads will reduce the selling price of their properties by a minimum of $10,000. So they can pay $10,000 now or they can pay $10,000 later. There's still going to be a cost to them that they're going to see.
A view of the challenges of governing at a local level, as we've been speaking with Brooklyn Village Manager Jay Gutcho and Village Trustee Stella Roberts. Thanks so much to both of you for being with us.
Thank you very much for having us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us on board.